Well, the residents up there complaining about parking, and people need to get out and about. They're looking for places to go and going for walks. But at the moment, there's no parking facilities there for the people. You could park maybe 8 or 10 cars, but the rest, there could be 30, 40 parked along the main road up there. In other words, an extra wee bit of space is all it's going to take to get the cars in there.
And I'm sure for residents in the area, it's a bit frustrating whenever
it's
they're trying to get...
It's frustrating. The problem up there is that there was an ambulance or a fire brigade or something looking to get past and traffic jams along the road there. I had an on-site meeting yesterday with one of the residents, which was offering a bill to the council, and all it would take was a lock of loads of stones and get the footpath organised.
And we do know that obviously one of the reasons why it's so busy is because it's within a lot of people's 5K.
That's a lot of people's 5K. When you're walking from the Old Town or Cree Smith and that whole area up there, you're still within your 5K. For mental health and whatnot, people need to get out and about.
And you're not asking for, you know, a high standard car park.
No.
All it would take is just to level it out a bit, the car park that's there.
Level it out and a bit of parking. And there's plenty of area there for parking. There's plenty of area there for parking. A man approached me yesterday, and I'm bringing it to the council. And it's only a matter of crossing the road and you're into the forestry. You know, and he is over 3 acres there. And that would solve all the problems.
And who is the... Is it the council's under the council's remit, or is it under Culture's remit?
Well, Culture owns the ground where the people's walking on, and the council owns the road. But the council, I engaged with the council, and they said they were going to engage with Culture to see what they can do to move forward. So I'm waiting on them to come back on that one as well.
Because we do know, you know, while we're hoping that this lockdown will ease, it's certainly not looking likely. And the forest is becoming a very popular spot for local residents to visit as opposed to other amenities further away.
Oh, it does. It does, Kevin. Between walkers and cyclists and people with prams and people need fresh air and one thing or another to get out and about. It's a brilliant facility. Brilliant facility up there. It's a lovely area.
How hopeful are you that your call for that extended car park will happen then?
Please God, we're living hopefully. I would say they'll do something for us, hopefully.